Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance. Today is Thursday, the 9th of January, 2020. It's the ninth day of the year. 357 days remain till the end of the year, 70 days until spring begins, 54 days until primaries, and 299 days until presidential elections. The sun rises this morning at 7:25. The sunset at 5:10 tonight. We have 9 hours, 45 minutes of daylight. Solar noon at 12:17. The first low tide was at 3:32. The next low tide at 4:39. The next high tide at 9:39 this morning. And the final high tide at the Golden Gate at 11:59 tonight. The moon is currently 98.1% visible, still a waxing gibbous moon. We'll have a proper full moon tomorrow at 11:21 in the morning. It's also the penumbral lunar eclipse, where the sun, earth, and moon are imperfectly aligned. January moon is called the full wolf moon. Wolves tend to howl more often at this time. The moon has also been called the cold moon and the spirit moon. Today is Balloon Ascension Day, Healthy Weight, Healthy Look Day, International Choreographers Day, National Apricot Day, National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day, National Static Electricity Day, National Word Nerd Day, National Play God Day. Today is also Martyrs Day in Panama, Non-Resident Indian Day in India, and Peace Agreement Day in South Sudan. On this day in history, 1788, Connecticut becomes the fifth state to ratify the Constitution. And in 1894, New England Telephone and Telegraph installs its first battery-operated telephone switchboard at Lexington, Massachusetts. If today is your birthday, happy birthday to you. You get to share birthday cake with Lady Randolph Churchill, Joseph Strauss, Sheik Young, Simone de Beauvoir, Richard Nixon, Kenny Clark, Bob Denver, Susanna York, Joan Baez, Jimmy Page, Crystal Gayle, Rigoberto Menchú, and Dave Matthews. Much more up on KALW.org. It's the KALW Almanac. I'm Kevin Vance. You are always welcome to drop me an email to kevin at KALW.org. This is 91.7 KALW San Francisco, KALW.org, your local public radio, and the listener-supported broadcast service of the San Francisco Unified School District. If you have children who attend public school here in the city and county of San Francisco, you may be interested to know what will be served for lunch today in the cafeterias. The chili citrus chicken drumstick with rice and beans, the cheesy ravioli, and the chicken salad sandwich, as well as broccoli. That's in the elementary schools. Middle and high schoolers can also have the chicken or bean and cheese burrito, the turkey or cheese deli sandwich, the refried beans, and the baby carrots. That's what's for lunch today in many of San Francisco's public schools today. We thought you'd like to know. An hour of news from the BBC World Service is coming up at 2 o'clock this afternoon. More BBC news later this hour with Top Line at 8:42. Hi, everyone. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of local news stories. California could get a new Green Deal of its own. 14 lawmakers are introducing Assembly Bill 1839, which they hope will not only curb greenhouse gas emissions and accelerate generating clean energy, but also address homelessness, poverty, and income inequality. The California bill is inspired by a national law bill, a new Green Deal, introduced by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, that went down to defeat. Two California prisoners who died late last month became the 37th and 38th prisoners to die by suicide in the state's prisons in 2019. Their deaths pushed the suicide rate among prisoners to 30.3 deaths per 100,000 incarcerated people, a 30-year high in the state. During the 2000s, the rate fluctuated and rose between 14 and 26. The current 30.3 in California is higher than the average for the U.S. state prison systems, the national average being about 20. An attorney who represents mentally ill prisoners in the state calls the rising trend powerful evidence of ongoing failures by California corrections staff. Increasingly intense wildfires have scorched forests from California to Australia. They're now stoking worry about long-term health impacts from smoke exposure in affected cities and towns. In Paradise, where fire killed 85 people and destroyed 14,000 homes, researchers are tracking respiratory problems suffered by survivors and people in downwind communities. The work has far-reaching implications as climate change turns some regions of the globe drier and more fire-prone. Smoke from major wildfires can travel thousands of miles and affect millions of people. The Cross Currents Morning Report comes your way later this hour during Morning Edition. More local news at 4:04 this afternoon and a full half hour of Cross Currents this afternoon at 5. For KALW News, I'm Kevin Vance.